Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, before I get started, and guys, I have a great show for you today. But before I get started, first I want to say, of course, that I'm just my thoughts and prayers are with these people in the Carolinas, and I just hope that everyone, you know, can survive this, and you know, especially those people who said that they were gonna stay and ride this storm out. I mean, you cannot put yourself in harm's way like that. I mean, you know, okay, you got some rain coming, this and that, yada, yada, yada. But when it's a hurricane coming in, and it's coming in just square right at you, they can look at that now. You know what I'm saying? It's coming in straight right at you, and you're going to stay there. You're going to stand there and try to withstand that hurricane. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comments or have an opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Now, it's Free Fall Friday, of course, so the lines are open for any of you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. This today is your show, right? We are here for you. I give today to my listeners. Well, I give every day to my listeners. I love for people to call in and talk on the show. But here's the deal. Well, let's get the preliminaries out of the way. Okay, today's show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Okay? And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's weather, I mean, it's beautiful outside today. Of course, I'm in the ATL, and we're looking at 77 degrees right now, going on a high of 92 today. High of 92 today, and so it's going to be hot, okay? And then tomorrow, sunshine, 91, great college football weather. Guys, fire up your grills right around noon when the Georgia game is starting. Fire up your grills. Get some dogs going, some burgers going, some fish, whatever you got going. Get that stuff going and get that grill going, okay? Smell up the neighborhood. Yeah, I don't know. You want to come in and say, man, somebody grilling. That's what I'm talking about, all right? And so we're going to have great weather. Looks like on Saturday, and then Sunday, supposed to be rain. 81 Monday, sunshine Tuesday, sunshine Wednesday, sunshine Thursday. I mean, we're looking at great weather all next week. I think this is really accurate. I mean, this thing changes a lot. It's real time, right? So, you know, we'll have to look at that later. Okay? We'll have to look at that later. Now, today's word of the day is, let's get it. Advert. Advert is spelled A-D-V-E-R-T. Advert is a verb, and it means to turn the mind or attention, used with to, okay, to avert, you know, to avert. To turn the mind or attention. And that's what they tell like the bank robbers come in and say, avert someone's attention, you know, to turn the mind or the attention. to avert. Okay. You're trying to avert me. Okay. You're trying to turn my mind. You're trying to change my attention to something else. And that's what it's about, right? So that's a good word for you. You guys can, you know, throw that out there, work with it, and kind of use it, you know? Use it, all right? So, again, 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Please call in and let's talk, okay? Again, today is Free Fall Friday. The show is all you guys. You guys call in. You guys talk about whatever you want. And I'll jump in the conversation as well, right? I'll jump in the conversation as well, okay? So here we go. Free Fall Friday. And my topic today, this is what I wanted to talk about because it's all over the news, right? About Hurricane Florence. And again, I want to say, I hope everyone is trying to be safe and, you know, doing what they suggest is to get out of town and, you know, wait for it to pass by and then go back to your homes and assess the damage. And, you know, that's what you're going to do anyway. You know, but you can't do that if you get sucked in the water and drown or something. So let's try not to get to make that happen. Get out of there. Go somewhere. Count it as a little small vacation that you have to take. This isn't a back and forth bargain. You got to go. And for people who are still there, I know you're flooded in, but I hope you guys are well. Okay, I hope you guys are well, because you know, for me, I wouldn't want to be in a house that was flooded with water, okay? And it's not just water like a pipe burst. Y'all with me? You know, it isn't that kind of water, like the pipe burst. I mean, it's junk water. It might be from the lake, the creek, whatever. You know, it's done flooded, and it's done flooded up here. Now I'm getting Mr. Jones stuff and Miss Barbara her stuff, all her stuff is floating. And you're in the house and you're like, oh my goodness, that water's coming in. And you're like, oh man, what do you do? So all I'm saying is, guys, if you hadn't left by now, you're stuck until things, you know, recede, yeah, or till you are rescued or whatever, and they can't get in there. The rescuers can't get in there. The first responders can't get in there until the hurricane's gone. And you guys aren't first responders. You're the first responders. Money makers, and you're staying in there giving them something to do, risking their lives to save yours. It's a great thing, but man, get out of town. Then they wouldn't have to rescue you, right? They wouldn't have to rescue you. But you know, hey, some people can't get out of town, and I understand that. And I just hope that they're safe. All right. Now, today's show is saying, do hurricanes really follow the path of slave ships? Y'all hear me? Do hurricanes really follow the path of slave ships. Now, I've heard this before. Okay. My previous pastor, okay, he told us that the hurricanes follow the path of the slave ships. Okay? It's like the cursed, it's like they've cursed everywhere that they travel to. They've cursed it forever. They've cursed it forever. And that's why these hurricanes will never stop. It says, and I found the perfect article. And it's amazing. It's called Nolichik.blog, okay? Nolichik. And, you know, this is, it looks like maybe someone with a nonprofit or something that's put up a lot of different stuff, but it says hurricanes and African slave trade. What's real? Okay. And I'm reading you guys this because I'm learning myself. Okay. It says, and I quote, "This recent hurricane season has captured the world's attention and have us all questioning what the experts really know. If anything at all, in the talk, hurricanes and slavery." Which leads me to ask, why would one believe such a story as Africans being angry hundreds of years later and showing that anger by releasing the spirit of a horrible hurricane to destroy and take lives over all these years? The only correlation I found was that both had the same start. It's been proven that hurricanes that most are formed around the coast of Africa and follow the same path as slave ships. The African-American folk tales about hurricanes being the energy source of our ancestors, stolen Africans, beaten and lost at sea. Can hurricanes be a mythical avenger that comes to right the wrongs of our ancestors? Question mark. Souls of the sea, who unleash their wrath annually unto their oppressors. Is there a connection between the Atlantic slave trade routes and the path taken by hurricanes? If so, what about those who did not die while en route, but made it to live out their lives as slaves? What vengeance do they get? Okay, and it says that 85% of hurricanes form in West Africa and travel same path as slave ships during transatlantic slave trade. Unbelievable. It says the Middle Passage experiences of the victims. It says the journey from West Africa to the New World. Caribbean is known as the Middle Passage. It is called that because it is the second or middle of a three-legged journey, as the diagram illustrates. The journey lasts anywhere between 6 or 12 weeks. The minimum of 6 is achieved if there are no raids from pirates or rival slave traders or natural disasters such as hurricanes, or if the ship does not need to stop at some small island for fresh supplies such as water or food. Clearly then, the maximum of 12 weeks is used if any of these events occur. Okay, some would like to see it that way, but a hurricane, like all natural disasters, do not discriminate. I would hope that if a spell of sort was cast into the ocean in honor of my ancestors, that its effect would not affect black people. It would be irresponsible and cruel of them to call upon this mythical storm to be released in the same direction of their loved ones. Yes, they travel the same path as hurricanes, but wouldn't that mean they were affected by hurricanes as well? Maybe they prayed that the oceans would swallow the entire ship so that they may have rest and peace, not this hoodoo stuff. I do not like all the hype about an ocean full of angry African souls who've not found peace and are out for revenge. It's hard being alive seeing all the suffering just from the past hurricane season. But to have people speak highly about my ancestors in this manner is heartbreaking. Okay? A lot of these people that populate these Caribbean islands come from slave ships. And when you see these people on TV in these Caribbean islands, okay, they're of dark skin descent. Okay? They're dark. The Africans were dark. And these Caribbean islands were populated by these slaves. Some of these slaves who were thrown overboard or jumped overboard at some point and were able to get to shore. Or maybe even when, you know, like they say, when these slave ships ported, when they came into port on some of these, you know, Caribbean islands to get fresh supplies, a little food, a little water, stuff like that, they jumped. They bailed if they could. And they jumped and they bailed to where? To somewhere on that island that they could start and make something happen. Okay? Africans are farmers. You know? So this situation as far as hurricanes following this path of slave ships, it may be true. It may be true. You know? It is a gigantic coincidence, and someone had this idea that these hurricanes are following in the path of these slave ships. Okay. And they showing this on this website, they showing this twirl of wind in the ocean. Okay? And they got all kind of, you know, I assume they're slaves and that were maybe died at sea or, died on the ship and they threw them overboard, whatever. Or they may have tried to jump and swim to their freedom and die. Who knows? One man knows. The man upstairs. And so what we have to do is we have to just continue to live our lives, continue to go after our goals, teach our families. Hey, you guys are, you know, great to me. I love my audience. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Again, We're talking about hurricanes and following the path of slave ships and it's just amazing how they've drawn this up to show how these, you know, the path of the slave ships, and then how kind of entwines in with the path of the hurricanes. Okay? Hurricanes don't pounce down on Africa. They originate in Africa. You know, you know, you hear about weird stuff happening in Africa, but I don't know. I mean, you hear about hurricanes hitting the coast of Africa. Don't know about that. But they say the hurricanes originate off the western coast of Africa, which is where a lot of, you know, these slave ships came in and took people, okay, and put them on the ship and brought them across the water to sail as slaves. A way to make money, right? And I guess, you know, I assume it was super, super lucrative. You know, it had to be super lucrative. And think about it this way, as not only being super lucrative, but being able to take care of their families for years and years and years, generations, for really peanuts, nothing. Okay? So, you know, if the myth is true that these hurricanes follow the path of slave ships, and they come in and they just pound that east coast of America, teen original colonies where the slave ships came into, that's, you know, that's hard to shake, because that's how it happens. Okay? Whether this thing is true or not, that is how it happens. That is what goes on you. They know the path that the slave ships took to get from Africa to America. They know where the slave ships came into. It's parts of those coastal areas that have preserved those places. And you can go visit. And, you know, when you think about it, you say, man, if hurricanes come in and pound that area, beat them like they stole something, just pound it, tear up everything, okay, dump water everywhere. So, you know, hopefully y'all people got away, just, you know, got out of town. Hopefully y'all did. Because when those hurricanes come in and they hit that shoreline, it's like a ship coming into the dock full speed, hadn't slowed down at all. Folks looking like, man, he gonna crash this boat, and he come in and just paga, just take everything out. That's what these hurricanes do. You got to get out of the way. You have to. You have to get out of the way. So that's all the show I have for you guys today. Hey, I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's Friday, right? Hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, okay? I'm going to try to take care of myself. You guys have a great weekend. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Nighttime trap with the chicken.
niggas like bye-bye. Money changing colors like ta-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Designer, gold. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a check, check, yeah, boogies they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, color stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I thought I set my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll.